Here's December 16, 1943's episode of the Abbott and Costello Show with their guest, Lynn Barry.
The Abbott and Costello Program. Tonight's special guest, star of the 20th Century Fox picture, Tampico, Miss Lynn Barry, and starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Hey, Abbott!
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy!
What's the matter?
Hey, Abbott, come on, come on. Help me get dressed, please. I got to get to the broadcast right away.
Oh, take it easy. There's lots of time. What's the excitement?
Excitement? Tonight, we're having Lynn Barry as our guest star, and I'm going to make love to her. Boy, oh, boy!
All right.
See, if I'm late, she might walk out of me.
So what? Let her walk out. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah, but who wants to park in the dark with a shark?
Ah, please. Never mind. Come on. Get your clothes on, and let's go.
Okay, now, kid. Hey, listen, Abbott. I'm waiting for my new suit. Boy, it's going to be beautiful.
It is?
The most gorgeous suit you ever saw.
Is that right?
Yeah, the coat is red with green stripes. It's got pink lapels and orange buttons.
Wait a minute. A red coat with green stripes, pink lapels, and orange buttons?
Yeah.
I suppose you're going to wear yellow pants.
What, and have people stare at me?
Oh.
What do you think I am, Abbott? A dope? Yellow pants.
Yeah.
They clash with my purple shoes.
Your purple shoes?
Surely, I never heard of such a thing. Yellow pants.
All right, drop the pants.
I can't.
Why not?
My red underwear won't match my lavender vest.
They are. Now, don't be ridiculous. I wouldn't let you meet Lynn Barry in clothes like that. You'd better wear one of my suits. Here, I'll lend you my dress suit.
That old thing, it's full of moth holes.
Oh, there isn't a single moth in that suit.
You said it. They're all married and got children.
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. We don't have any moths in our clothes closet.
No moths, eh?
No.
Just open that closet door and see.
Okay, I will.
No more, see?
All right, so there's one.
One! That was the mother. Here comes the children. That last one was just hatched.
Look out.
That's a brand new baby moth.
All right, forget about the moths. Here, look. I'll lend you one of my other suits. Now, let's see. There's the worsted, a plaid, a tweed, and that dark one is a twill.
A twill?
Certainly. Didn't you ever have a twill?
Oh, sure. I get a big twill when I ride on the roller coaster.
No. Don't be silly. Wait a minute.
Awful twilly.
Here's just the suit for you. It belongs to my father. It's his dinner suit.
There's a little breakfast on it, too.
No, you dummy. This is his soup and fish.
It looks like egg to me.
Listen, Costello. When you lived at home, didn't your family dress for dinner?
Why, certainly we dressed. Oh. What do you think we did, come to the table in our underwear?
Look, what's the matter with you? Didn't you ever wear dinner clothes?
Yeah, I always wear pajamas.
Pajamas are not dinner clothes.
They are if you eat in bed.
That isn't what I mean. You see, as long as I can remember, the men in our family have always worn their tails to dinner.
That's a very pretty picture.
Yes, it is. Where I come from, a man with tails is called a gentleman.
Where I come from, we call a monkey.
Oh.
I mean, after all, that's what they call them.
Come in. Oh, it's Ken Niles. Say, Ken, Costello needs a suit in a hurry. Can he borrow yours?
I'll have to go outside and ask a little woman.
Little woman? Her neck alone is 3 feet long.
I heard that remark, Costello. I'll have you know my neck is not long.
Oh, no? Last time I saw a neck like that, a jockey was bending over it. Am I insulting you?
Woo! How dare you compare me to a horse? Why, I have an aristocratic face. My grandfather was a count.
You're right, Count Fleet.
Kenneth, are you going to stand there and let Costello compare me to a horse?
Nay.
That was a very snappy part.
Costello, with your appearance, you're a fine one to talk about Mrs. Niles.
Certainly. Just look at yourself, fat boy.
I'm not fat.
Oh, no? I saw you fall down yesterday and you rocked yourself to sleep trying to get up.
Now, look, let's stop this fighting. Look, Mrs. Niles, Costello has to borrow a suit for the broadcast tonight.
Yes, dear. May I lend him mine?
Kenneth Niles, before I let you do that, I'd lock you up in the attic.
But, gee, dear, you just let me out.
Come.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?